Hey guys, I'm your host, Bryson Blink, with my co-host, Latresa Hobson. In today's topic, we're talking about the implicit bias. Implicit bias is, to me, is I feel the way you was raised, or the way your parents raised you, or your culture, because you feel or you think certain ways about certain people because of your culture or your parents or how your parents brung you up. How do you feel about implicit bias, Latresa?
I feel like implicit bias is the way you feel towards something subconsciously. You could feel like one way towards something, but then subconsciously you feel a different way. And,
In some ways, implicit bias can be in relations with stereotypes. When black people say white people can't cook chicken or they can't season chicken good, that can be, like, stereotype and implicit bias can be connected in some ways, and that's how I feel about that. How do you feel about that, Latresa?
I feel like stereotypes can be an effect of, like, implicit bias. It could explicitly show how you feel towards something.
Yeah. On the topic of police brutality, do you feel like implicit bias have a big part of police brutality, Latresa?
I feel like people of African-American culture feel like police officers have a certain mindset. And so, yeah, I do believe that implicit bias can have an effect on police brutality, but I don't want to believe that all police officers have implicit biases within them.
Yeah, and some black people feel targeted by a white cop most times. And I was watching a movie yesterday called All American, and when a black guy got pulled over, and the first question was, "Are you in a gang?" Just because he's black. And he's from the hood. They always think that you do drug deals or you're in a gang or something. You're upset. And I think implicit bias has a big part of the way cops look at black people or black people look at cops. Not all cops are bad. But and then police look at it. Not all black people are bad.
Statistics show that it is 2.5 times more likely for an African-American male to be killed by a white police officer. In 2019, 998 African-Americans were killed by a white police officer. It shows that states that have higher poverty levels are more prone to having more police brutality. Statistics have shown that it is increasing by every year. In 2012, a 12-year-old boy named Tamir Rice was playing with a toy gun outside when a white police officer came up to him and shot him and killed him because he thought he was playing with a real gun. In the year of 2014, Eric Garner was outside of a convenience store selling cigarettes when a white police officer came to him and put him in a chokehold. With that, Eric Garner died from suffocation by the hands of a white cop. With that, do you know any other police brutality incidents that I did not say?
I think we missed out on a big one, and the biggest of them all, and it was worldwide, was the beating of Rodney King.
Mm-hmm.
Rodney King was pulled over by some white cops. Black man, pulled out of his car, and they nearly beat him to death. The officers were charged with criminal charges with a deadly weapon. It was videotaped and broadcast. But like the beating of Rodney King, led to so many riots in L.A. Like the riots were so bad, like fire, they was breaking glass, beating up cops. Like they said that the riots led up to over $1 billion in property damage in LA. And like when cops are like using implicit bias towards a white cops are using implicit bias towards a black person is similar to our book that we just read called All American Boys. Like Rashad was a girl bumped into Rashad, and Rashad fell over, and they thought that he was stealing the bag of chips, and beat him badly, and it put Rashad in the hospital for a long time. The book and our book that we just read, All American Boys, and the Rodney King situation had a lot of similarities, like of white cop being black boy and the protests. Only difference I think that could have been is in Rodney King there was a lot of riots, a lot of damage done to the city. And that really damaged the city. And in the book there was dying. When they protested they dying. I mean it's like they lay down and like protesting, like just laying down and just so something can happen. So I think it was a lot of similarities in that.
All right. With that, do you feel like a white officer compared to a black officer can be seen as racist if they have implicit biases?
Yeah, I think it will have two different outcomes. Mm-hmm. Of a white cop will be more of with their guard up. Any cop will have their guard up if they're going into certain neighborhoods and certain things. But black cops, they wouldn't be overprotected. Like they wouldn't be clutchy when around certain people. And I think white cops are like that. And talking about that, I think implicit bias has a big part on explicit bias, like the outcome. The way you think of something, and then your outcome is different because of the way you think of a certain thing.